With unemployment at historic levels, competition for jobs is high. The process for applying one can be really complicated because of the pandemic. Let's get some help. Scott Sargis is here, president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Website, world2work.com. Scott, let's just talk about the video aspect of this. I mean, if you're able to get an interview at all, it's likely that your interview is going to be on Zoom.
That's correct. This is further complicated, Cisco, by the COVID-19. And one of the problems is, in general, job candidates don't do a very effective job of selling themselves in the interview. Unfortunately, the interview, which is flawed, is the most important part of landing a job. For example, one of the things we've found is that job candidates don't look into the camera. They tend to look other places. The best tip for video interviews is to look right into the camera, and then, as opposed to trying to look at the interviewer. Another tip is practice ahead of time. A lot of people don't practice before their video interviews, either on Microsoft Teams or on Zoom, and practice does make perfect, like the old adage says.
Talk a little more about looking into the camera as far as eye contact goes. If you're just talking with a person across a table or a desk, your eyes might be diverted here or there. That's normal conversation. But it looks very different on video as soon as you look away from that camera.
That's correct. And here's a major caveat. We have found that the more senses you invoke in an interview, touch, feeling, hearing, etc., the better job you'll do in an interview. Unfortunately, on video interviews, there's less senses involved. So those that you do have, you need to accentuate. Practice does make perfect. The little eye on your camera is very important. I mean, that's gold. The camera's gold. So you want to practice ahead of time looking into the camera as opposed to looking at someone you're talking to. That's the best rule of thumb, Cisco.
You talked about practicing. I'll bet it seems a little weird, but you might even have to practice your smile just to make sure that you're able to do it in a way that looks warm and genuine if you're on video.
That's right. And I have a mantra. It's sell, sell, sell. What that means, Cisco, is every chance you get, you want to sell your background as a solution to the hiring company's needs. Put yourself in the hiring company's shoes and ask yourself this question. How can I help them? As opposed to what most people do, Cisco, and they go into the interview looking for a job. Put yourself in the hiring company's shoes and see what you can do for them. That will increase your chances of getting that job.
Probably, I guess, a word of caution about stepping on the person who's asking the questions. It's one of the things I've noticed with so many video calls. It's just tough to know when to jump in and when you can begin speaking.
That's right. And when we practice with our new program, World to Work, which we have a 12-step program on, we have a three-second rule. What that means, Cisco, is wait 3 seconds before you respond. Don't just be so eager to jump in. Take a breath, think for 3 seconds, and then answer the questions. Once again, if you jump in on somebody's statements, it's going to make you look bad, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Good insight, good advice. Scott Sargis, president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Little advice on applying and getting a job during the age of COVID.